It's with a heavy heart that I've just come back from Israel, and I don't have to tell you how important and how substantial these days are for the future of Israel. And obviously, standing here in Halifax, it's very hard to know what we can do. But obviously, to learn Torah and hope that in the merit of our learning, things will change and God will definitely show grace upon His people is definitely something that we're allowed to do and encouraged to do, and I would even say obligated to do. So I'd like to dedicate all the words of Torah I'm about to say to the speedy return home of those captives that are taken by these terrible, immoral human beasts. Their names, Ehud ben Malka, Goldwasser, Eldad ben Tova Regev, Gilad ben Aviva Shalit. May God, God willing, return them to their homes very soon. I originally planned to continue our series that I started prior to my trip to Israel, namely how a Jew is supposed to eat. But I guess the events of the last few days have just not allowed me to go into how you're supposed to eat. And I have to admit that we are in a period of time that I was hoping not to speak about. What period of time are we in?
War.
War, for sure. But more than that, every year there's an historic significance to these days. Does anyone know what it is? Tisha B'Av, thank you. Getting closer. Joey already said Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is getting close, about 2 weeks away. In 2 weeks tonight, we're going to be sitting on the floor and beginning to mourn for Tisha B'Av. And this is called the 3 week period prior to Tisha B'Av, right? In Hebrew, does anyone know what these days are called? The English translation of the Hebrew word, I should say. Pen Hamitzarim. Translated as? Between the Straits. Between the Straits means that unfortunately this period of time is such that nothing good happened. It went from worse to worse. It went from bad to totally in the mud. That's, I guess, the nature of this period of time historically. And that's what we call in halakha avelut yeshana, an old mourning. In contradiction of avelut chadasha. What's the difference between these two terms? What's chadash mean, Victor?
New.
So what's avelut? Avelut means mourning. So what's avelut chadasha? A new morning. What's a new morning? God forbid, tomorrow someone in the community is going to lose his loved one, and because of that, he's going to begin or she's going to begin to mourn. Right? That's a terrible thing. Sylvia's sitting here tonight, your side of her father, that's Avelut Chadasha. She did not celebrate a Yahrzeit on this day, from now on she will. Avelut Yeshana means that every year we are unfortunately commemorating an historic event that happened now. And the historic event, as I said, got from worse to even worse. Last week, on Thursday, was a fast day called the 17th of Tammuz. On that day, the walls of Jerusalem were breached, and the beginning of the destruction of the temple began. They got into Jerusalem after a 3-year siege. The people of Jerusalem were starving, because the nature of a siege means what?
No food.
No supplies go in. So no supplies go in. Eventually they go in. They unfortunately have to come out with white flags. They go in. They start doing whatever they were doing. And there were terrible scenes from rape to murder. Whatever you can imagine happened. And finally in the ninth of Av, Tisha B'Av, the temple was destroyed. Therefore, this period of time is called Between the Straits because nothing good happened. There wasn't any sort of light. It went from worse to worse. Every day there was another fire until the terrible fire at Tisha B'Av. That's what happened during this period of time. And I hate to use the word rendezvous, but that's the way I feel this year. It's a terrible, terrible thing that's happening now in the land of Israel. And it's just unbelievable that we're going back to the most primitive lifestyle of a nation deciding just to wage war on another nation for no reason. But that's the nature of the beast. And I just wanted to mention one law tonight. Tomorrow night we'll go into another law. The first and foremost law of mourning has to do with your facial hairs and the hair on top of your scalp. What do I mean?
Don't shave and don't cut your hair.
Thank you, Joey. No shaving and no cutting your hair. What does this have to do with mourning? Let's hear what you have to say. Okay, 1 second. Take that a step further before you take a picture.
Right.
Vanity. What do you mean by vanity? So beautification is a bad thing?
Well, no, but you're in the morning period. You're not supposed to beautify.
So during the morning period,
you have folks to look at you. You have folks to look in the mirror, for example, if you're sitting in shiva.
Right, but this is now. We're not talking about sitting shiva yet. We're just talking about this period of time. The first law of this period of time is no haircuts and no shaving. So what does that have to do with morning per se? You mentioned that when you sit shiva, you don't look in the mirror.
And you don't groom yourself.
Now, during the course of the year, is that something that's okay? Frank said vanity, so obviously his opinion is that you shouldn't be shaving or taking haircuts any day of the year. But is that what Jewish law says? No, of course not. You're supposed to look presentable. You're supposed to look good. Give me a proof. No, give me a proof. Shabbos. No, take it a step further, Frank. What happens on Shabbos? You're supposed to get dressed for Shabbos, special clothes for Shabbos. According to the code of Jewish law, your holiday clothes must be better than your Shabbos clothes. During the week, is there any laws with regard to clothing? The way you're supposed to look externally? Or is it all based on internals? If you're a Jew in your heart, that's good enough. No.
In your best.
Not the Shabbos best, correct, bud? To greeting a president or the premier, that's the way you're supposed to come to davening. So you see, Jewish law puts a lot of emphasis on how you look, how you present yourself. It's not enough to be a Jew in your heart. You have to be a respectful person externally. I don't have to tell you, if you're a Jew, the way you complain, the way you curse, is the way people are going to perceive how the Jewish people are. Right? I always see it when they give you a terrible seat on an airplane. The way you're going to complain about it is the way they're going to perceive how Jews are. If you do it with dignity, they're going to say Jews are dignified. If you do it like a lowlife, they're going to say all Jews are lowlife. Yeah, everyone knows. So the way you present yourself is important. And therefore, the way you look is important throughout the year. But when you're mourning, in a very slow, gradual fashion, we take that away. And the first halacha, the first law, is shaving and haircuts. And I think the reason you can probably guess is pretty simple. Anyone know what it is? Sometimes when you think about opposites, you don't want to shave. What do I mean? When you think one day that you yourself won't be living, I don't think you're going to care too much how you're going to look. And that's why when a person's sitting shiva, the first and last thing in his mind is how they're going to look. One day they're going to be in the grave. And that's unfortunate. But more than that, more importantly than that, the Jewish nation is mourning, it better show it. Just like when the Jewish nation is happy, it shows it. We just mentioned how you look on Shabbos. We just mentioned how you look on Yom Tov. How are you supposed to look when you mourn? If you don't look like you're mourning in some way or another, the Jewish nation is not mourning. Externals express internals. It's not enough to be a Jew in your heart. You have to try to be a Jew externally as well. And the first and foremost thing is, if you're mourning, if there's something wrong, if something's rotten in the kingdom of Denmark, then you have to show it. It's not enough to say it. It's not enough to feel it. You must show it. And one of the ways to show it is not to put an overemphasis on grooming yourself. Yes, Billy?
Just a question.
Yes. Okay, Billy, I think you're asking an excellent question, and we're going to get to it, God willing, in the next 10 minutes. And if I don't answer the question in the next 10 minutes, you time me, and God willing, I'll be able to answer it following that. All right? So we made a deal here. Excellent. Anyway, gentlemen, after saying that it's important and vital to show that you're mourning, and not just to feel that you're mourning, to show externally that what you're feeling inside is being expressed on the outside, I just wanted to this evening put a little clarity on this particular law of shaving and taking haircuts during this period of time. With regard to both, it actually seems to be that during this period of time, prior to Rosh Chodesh Av, which is in a short period of time, and prior to the week of Tisha B'Av, everything we're doing right now is custom. The Gemara says in Maseches Tainis, page 26b, that the week of Tisha B'Av, and only the week of Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to take haircuts and you're not allowed to shave. This year, that means from Sunday to Thursday, including Thursday, of course, which is Tisha B'Av. That's what the Code of Jewish Law codifies in its Code of Jewish Law in Simon Taf Kuf Nun Aleph. Anybody want to go ahead and translate the Chinese? Taf is 400, Kuf, one more hundred, so that's 500, Nun Aleph, 51. So 551, subdivision 3, that's what he codifies, just like the Gemara. However, comes along the Rama, which we've mentioned many times, the codifier for the Ashkenazic jury, basically, and says in many different places in that chapter, chapter 551, that our custom, meaning the Ashkenazi world, is to be stringent already from the fast of last week, from Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, from the 17th of Tammuz. Basically, the bottom line is, you now have 3 full weeks of not shaving and not taking haircuts. Fine. That's what the Ramah says, and that's our custom. However, he does say the words Nohagin Lahachmir. It's our custom to be stringent. Now, what does that mean? There's a new custom in the Jewish people to be stringent on something that has already been law. The law is the week of Tisha B'Av. The custom is already 3 weeks or a little less than that prior from the 17th of Tammuz. When you say new custom, our custom, are you talking about expanding an existing law or the creation of a brand new law? Once again, are you expanding an existing law or are you creating a new law? If you recall, we had this very same discussion with regard to what? All right, we're testing our listening, reading, comprehension, and memory this evening. Gentlemen, when did we say this very debate? Are we expanding something existing, or are we going ahead and creating something new? You got it! I am impressed beyond my very existence. I am so happy to hear that. You got it. When we spoke about Tosefet Shabbat and Yom Tov, that you have to add on a little bit to the day. And instead of accepting the restrictions and, of course, the fulfillments of the holidays exactly at sunset, we add on a little bit, 5 minutes before, 10 minutes before, whatever it is. When we spoke about that, we said, when we accept Shabbos 5 minutes before we have to, is that expanding Shabbos for another 5 minutes or creating a brand new idea? If it's expanding Shabbos, then it's the same Shabbos we know. And during that period of time, you can say Kiddush, you can have your meal, you can do what you want. However, we said then, and I'm saying now, if it's not an expansion, but rather it's a creation of something new, then perhaps all we have to do during that period of time is to abstain from what? From doing work, from doing melacha, from doing the 39 restrictions of Shabbos. However, we can't say Kiddush. Why can't we say Kiddush at that period of time? Because it's not expanding Shabbos, it's just accepting upon yourself not to do melacha earlier. And if that is the case, then it's not Shabbos. It's just a period of time where you're, so to speak, putting yourself in doom. What does that mean? You're not putting on the lights for another 5 minutes. Once again, I think that that same debate can be taken here. When we have this custom not to shave already from Yud Zayin B'Tammuz, is that a brand new custom? Or is that expanding the custom already in the Talmud? The Talmud speaks about 1 week, we expanded it for 2 additional weeks. Or maybe not. Maybe it's a totally different creation. Well, very hard to see, and very hard to understand when you read the Code of Jewish Law, is this indeed a brand new expansion? Or perhaps this is a new creation, is an expansion of the existing, or a new creation? In my opinion, when you look through the Code of Jewish Law, you see that the Ramah, many, many times, when he speaks about this custom, he says, "Uletzorech mitzvah," it's okay. If there's a mitzvah of some sort, you can go ahead and you can allow certain things. For example, he says there that we basically don't do certain restrictions from Rosh Chodesh Av. The Gemara speaks about the week of Tisha B'Av, and our Ashkenazi custom is to have the 9 days.
Well, he says there, Anu nohagim lachmir b'chol zem b'tchiyat v'shchodesh adachar ta'anit. We are stringent about all this, imo l'tzorech mitzvah, except for the sake of a mitzvah. Once again, when he speaks about not building during the 9 days, not creating a new building that would bring us great happiness, like a new expansion to the synagogue, again he says, l'tzorech mitzvah, hakol share. So once again, when you speak about this particular idea, then in my opinion, he wouldn't go ahead and say, l'tzorech mitzvah, you're allowed to do this, that, and the other thing, if it was an expansion of the original law. Because in the original law, there is no leniency like that. Which leads me to believe that it's a brand new idea. A brand new idea. And this brand new idea means that ultimately, we can go ahead and create this new law of not shaving already from the 17th of Tammuz. As a sign of mourning, of course, but it's an expansion. It's not an expansion, it's a creation of a new law. How can I prove my point? I'd like to end by bringing three things that, in my opinion, can prove it. Number one, there's many leniencies with regard to the law of mourning. One of the leniencies about the law of mourning is the leniency of, are you allowed to shave your mustache if it bothers you to eat? A person is not allowed to shave for 30 days after he loses his loved one. And let's say the hair, facial hairs of his mustache is bothering him from eating. Is he allowed to trim it? Well, there's a three-way difference of opinion. The Ramban Nachmanides says no. Nachmanides says you're allowed to even do it during Shiva. The Ritz Gilut and the Shulchan Aruch, the Code of Jewish Law, decided the law and says even during Shiva, no, but during Shloshim, yes. The subsequent 23 days after Shiva. And the Ravid says even during Shloshim, it's absolutely forbidden. Well, the bottom line is that there's a three-way difference of opinion here. Do we find that leniency when it comes to the 3 weeks? I don't see it. Perhaps during the 3 weeks it wasn't that relevant, because how much facial hairs can you grow during the 3 weeks? But you don't find it. You absolutely, unequivocally don't find it. So what's interesting is that the bottom line with regard to that would be very, very, very important to what we're trying to say. If you're expanding the law of the Talmud, then ultimately all the laws of the Talmud would apply to this period of time. But if it's a brand new creation, perhaps this brand new creation has its own laws and regulations. Let me give you another thing to think about. Number two, we all spoke about the fact that this is a custom. Well, if this is a custom, then the question I have is as follows. What about Shabbos? As we all know, getting ready for Shabbos is not in any which way a custom. Rather, it is a law. Well, if it's a law, then the question I have, of course, is what overrides what? Does the custom of not shaving override the law of quote Shabbos, of getting ready for Shabbos? Obviously, what would you say? No! The law overrides the custom. And I agree with you on one condition, that all it is a custom, a brand new custom. But if it's an expansion of a law, you're taking the law of the Talmud and you're expanding it to 2 more weeks, then I can understand that basically it's a law, and the custom is to expand the law. And if that's the case, then it's a law against the law. It's quote Shabbos, getting ready for Shabbos, coming against the very equal thing, and that is the law of mourning. True, the law of mourning is only the week of Tisha B'Av, but we have expanded it. And if we expanded it, we expanded it in its full strength. And number three, and finally, most importantly, how do you view the idea of shaving today? Comes along the Magen Avraham and explains that you're not allowed to shave for Shabbos because we don't do it every week. Well, I'm looking around the room and I see people that shave every day. The question is, what's the story about shaving in a situation in which you shave every day? If that is indeed the reason for the law or for the custom, then ultimately I would say you can shave during the 3 weeks. simply because you're not expanding a law of the Talmud, which doesn't allow shaving in any which way, but rather you're creating a brand new custom called not shaving during the 3 weeks, which has its own rules and regulations. And if indeed the Magen Avraham is correct, that the reason was you don't shave anyway every day, so why should you shave for Shabbos? And those that shave every day obviously could shave every day during this period of time. Bottom line halacha. The bottom line halacha is for our Ashkenazi communities is the custom is not to shave. That's what the Rama says. Is it a brand new creation or an existing one that's been expanded? We dealt with it and we gave different ways of thinking about it and what possible ramifications can be. Both the Igrot Moshe, Rav Moshe Feinstein, and Rav Soloveitchik basically said that if you have a need, you can obviously shave during the 3 weeks. The need could be to look presentable for work, going to an important meeting, or whatnot. Rav Moshe Feinstein was not so, I would say, gung-ho about it. He said that only if there's a real need, then and only then, can you go ahead and shave. But Rav Soloveitchik felt, and we mentioned this during the Sfira period, that this period of time is basically a new custom, and the custom is equal to one that's mourning over a father and mother during the 12 months, or to be more precise, during the 11 months after the first month of mourning. And during that period of time, the law is very simple. Whoever has a beard, and people come up to him and say, you look terrible, take a haircut, from that period of time on, you can go ahead and take a haircut. So, anyone that shaves every day, within a day, he doesn't look good. And his friend will come up to him and say, hey, why didn't you shave today? And if that's the case, says Rav Soloveitchik, you're allowed to shave during this period of time if you shave every day. So Rav Moshe Feinstein only allowed it in times of need. The Rav says, Rav Soloveitchik said, you can go ahead and shave any time if you shave every day, up until the 9 days. God willing, when we get to the 9 days, we'll deal with what that period of time is like. So, once again, la halacha, you shouldn't shave during this period of time if you don't need to, in my opinion. I believe that it might not be an expansion, it might be an expansion of the existing law in the Talmud, and therefore you don't shave even for a mitzvah or whatnot. Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Feinstein said, however, if there is need, you can obviously rely on the opinion that it's a brand new custom, and if it's a brand new custom, then you're allowed to shave for Shabbos, and obviously a brand new custom means that it's a custom that you keep if you can, but if it's going to involve losing money, not going to a very important meeting at work, then said the Rav Moshe Feinstein, you're allowed to shave. And Rav Soloveitchik felt that you're allowed to shave totally during this period of time, simply because during this period of time, says Rav Soloveitchik, it's like the mourning over a father and mother, where you're allowed to shave the minute people tell you you look disgusting, which is within a day or two. So, that's basically the story with regard to shaving during this period of time. And Beitzah Hashem, it's my hope and prayer that both our old Avilut, our old mourning, and our new mourning, unfortunately, for the war in Israel, will come speedily to its end. We'll see the Beis HaMikdash built once again, and God willing, a redemption for the Jewish people in Israel and around the world.